Hello, my name is and am I recalling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas? Are you registered to vote in Texas?
And what organization are you with?
Oh, we're just a free independent research.
Right, and what's the name of your company?
Right, well, we actually can't mention that because we don't want to, like, create any kind of biases towards your answers. We don't want to influence your opinion.
Yeah, okay. It's that season where random folks are calling. Well, yes, I am registered to vote in Texas.
All right. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
A Democrat.
Okay. So as you may know, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. So does this like make you want to, like, you will definitely vote in this Democratic primary? You will probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Well, the way you phrased the question is really prejudicial towards that race being the deciding factor on whether I'll vote or not. So I'll choose to answer that I intend to vote, but it's not only because of that one race.
All right. Well, so as you said, between the options, which were definitely vote in primary, probably vote in primary, and not vote in the Democratic primary, does this make you want to say that you're going to probably vote?
I'll probably vote in the Democratic primary.
Okay. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. So the first one is Ron Kirk.
Very favorable.
What about Victoria Niave Criado?
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know him, so I don't have an opinion.
That's all right. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Nathan Johnson?
Favorable.
Right. Well, there's two options for favorable. There's very favorable and somewhat favorable. So which one would you say it falls under?
It's a false choice. I'll pick somewhat favorable.
All right. What about Clay Jenkins?
Somewhat favorable.
Yasmin Simmons?
Very favorable.
And what about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
All right. In the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, choosing between Yasmin Simmons or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know.
All right. Now, which of the five following issues do you care about the most, or which one do you think is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? And the issues are the following. One, local control, which is state Republicans preempting local laws on grid control, zoning, and worker rights. Two, which is guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Three, abortion, which is Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. There's four, education, which is Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. And five, which is voting rights, which is restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy.
Those are all the Democratic talking points.
Yeah, but which one do you think is like the most important one? Like for you, which one do you care about the most, or which one do you think is the most important one?
I don't have an opinion.
All right. And in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? And we have two options, which is one, with the most liberal positions on issues who have a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with pro-jobs and business-friendly messages.
I don't have an opinion.
All right. Now next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Here's this one being Yasmin Simmons. And if this leads you to definitely want to vote for her, probably vote for her, or this doesn't really impact your opinion. So the first statement is, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents, who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
I generally don't make decisions about candidates based on campaign slogans that come on postcards in the mail. So my intention is to hopefully go to candidate forums, talk to the candidates about their approach to governance, and not just look at the talking points that are put out by the party.
All right. Well, with this like statement I just said, would you say that maybe this one falls into the category of does not impact? Because again, the options are this makes you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion.
It doesn't impact my opinion.
All right. The next statement is Yasmin Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
It doesn't impact my opinion.
All right. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Doesn't impact my opinion.
All right. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
It doesn't impact my opinion.
What about Yasmin Simmons is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortions that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger?
Doesn't impact my opinion.
In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Doesn't impact my opinion.
Yasmin Simmons puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness, which is dog rescue, which she adopts for Dookie and Gracie.
Puppies question. Puppies and kitties. Doesn't impact my opinion.
All right. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simmons because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Doesn't impact my opinion.
Yasmin Simmons is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Yeah. Regrettably, this is going to be the last question that I'll be able to answer. I've got another obligation I need to get to. That doesn't impact my opinion of the potential candidate.
Okay. Are you sure? The next part of the survey is just very, very small.
I really need to go.
All right.
I appreciate your work. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you so much.